May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 221. Ye children of God, by faith in his Son, redeemed by his blood and with him made one, this union with wonder and rapture be seen, which nothing shall sunder, without or within. Hymn 221. Thank you.
Let us read together. Firstly, from the 85th Psalm, Psalm 85. We turn to a few verses in Ezekiel chapter 37. Psalm 85, Ezekiel chapter 37. Lord, thou hast been favourable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin, Selah. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us for ever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, but let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall set us in the way of his steps. We turn to Ezekiel's prophecy, chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. Ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, which says breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companions. Then take another stick and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companions, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And when the children of thy people shall speak unto thee, saying, Wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his fellows, and will put them with him, even with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they shall be one in mine hand. The Lord bless his word to us. Amen. May he teach us to pray. Lord, we do seek thy mercy. We do pray for thy help. We do pray that thou be with us by thy Spirit. Lord, we do need thee, Lord, to come this evening hour. We are so poor. Lord, we pray for those riches of Christ, Lord, that do be granted of thy sweet grace and the Father's love. And do come, blessed Spirit of truth. We seek, Lord, that thou be gathering our hearts unto thee, Lord, so insufficient in ourselves. And we pray for one of those gathering in. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Lord, left to ourselves, it's just another service time or another particular engagement. Lord, do come. Touch our hearts. Remember us, Lord, we are dust. Pray for thy Spirit to be sweetly known. We want a little reviving and lifting up. Pray, Lord, that thou come. We have mourned so much our great need. Lord, do come. May we be the Lord's messenger, the Lord's message. Hear the prayer, remember us as we pray for our dear friends, each one in the church, and especially we pray for the deacons and the ministers that come. And we pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember those especially we lay before thee in our heart's desires, that thou wilt graciously help our friend in her loss, earthen burial. We do pray for her and the family, or the family connected. We pray that thou hear us, Lord, for that desire is that we might be ready, Lord, and that thou bless us with that help of God, that we want something real. Lord, remember this house of prayer. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come and remember us in our desire, that thou wilt graciously rend the heavens and come down, the Spirit to be poured upon us from on high, the Lord to be with us, and the cause here and at Fenstanton, and we pray for each cause, but Lord, do grant that thou wilt remember us, Lord, in our great need, and for the return of the Holy Spirit. We desire, Lord, to acknowledge thy many mercies. We desire to thank thee, Lord, that thou hast helped our brother hitherto. The Lord helped us, we can say together. Lord, do afford that gracious help. Lord, do be that very present help in trouble and bereavement and sorrow. We know so much about ourselves. We pray, Lord, that thou hear us for the young. We pray for a little one added to this house of prayer and our own dear little granddaughter. Do be round about them. Do grant, Lord, that thou take care of her. And our dear ones, her and the family. We do pray, Lord, that thou continue to grant thy divine goodness, thy loving kindness. We do grant, Lord, that thou help us to bless thee and to thank thee and ask thee thy continued help and blessing and strength to a little one. And we pray that thou wilt remember each one of the dear children and the rising generation. And we pray that thou wilt bring back prodigals. Hear us, Lord, in these our desires, that God may arise. And if thou hast brought us back, there is hope for any. So, Lord, do remember us in our desire, Lord, that thou wilt be glorified, and there might be much sweetness in that worthy name of Jesus, known in many hearts, and that thou wilt grant, Lord, that blessing of God attending thy word. Help us, Lord, to thank thee and ask thee yet for more, for those tokens were good, for thy blessing, attending thy word with signs following, with that continuation of the blessing of God upon his word. And do help us within, Lord. It's our souls that feel to need so much of that help of God. And Lord, we come and seek that thou remember us, although we seem so low. We pray that thou be mindful of us. And may the Lord remember our poor land. And do have mercy upon us. Overrule. We pray, Lord, for the land, the sovereign land of Ukraine, and there are other places too. Hear us, Lord, for thy appearing. God may appear, and thou put a hook in the nose of one that seems unstoppable, but his breath is in thy hand. We do not wish any ill, but we pray for thy appearing. Now, Lord, do come and grant us that help of God. We want to feel a little sweet lifting up. We need thee, Lord, to come. Lord, may we be able, Lord, to lay hold upon thee. And hear those words, loose him and let him go. We ask that thou come over all our unworthiness. And thou wilt break through. Come, Lord, and grant thy mercy, sweetly known, and much blessing of God upon thy word this evening hour. And we ask, Lord, that thou wilt make up where we fail. We often feel we cannot go at length in prayer, because we need thee, Lord, to pray for us. And do remember us as we come once more. And do help each one. And remember those that are able to listen and the means provided. And do hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place. And when thou hearest, forgive. For Jesus' sake. Amen.
Hymn 1097. A refuge for sinners the gospel makes known. 'Tis found in the merits of Jesus alone. The weary, the tempted, and burdened by sin were never exempted from entering therein. Hymn 1097.
that the Lord may help me and direct you to the 85th Psalm, Psalm 85. Read from verses 6 and 7. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. We are led to the word here, and it's the reviving, so much needed personally. And yet perhaps that is how we must come among you. Friends, it's this, isn't it? Have we got anything we need God to revive for us? Sin needs no reviving. Solemnly do we feel it. And yet, we're so poor that we cannot feel anything without the Holy Spirit. That's the way into our text. No reviving without the Holy Spirit. Absolutely convinced about it. So we think of these words in the sense that it's a mercy if we've got something the Lord that we need the Lord to revive, because he won't revive sin and self corruption, but he will revive what he will revive. Those revivings are precious, aren't they, to the Lord's people? Really, that's how they live and go on, isn't it? That they need reviving. One service over, perhaps. And they need reviving again, perhaps the hymns, and perhaps the preaching here. Those that need the Lord to revive their hearts and direct their way when the Lord's servants come. Friends, remember, they need the Lord to revive them. I mean, if they're sent of the Spirit, it will be so. I was thinking of such a word here belonging to the resurrection. I think perhaps there's a very great sweetness here. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Even the dear Redeemer in the word and spirit of the gospel, that reviving that it speaks of there, was his resurrection. And it's the Lord's people that need the merit of the risen Lord. They need the Lord to revive their poor hearts. They really do. They need the Lord to revive everything that ever he's done. I hope that he might still continue to revive them. Perhaps there's some like that. Oh, they're so cast down. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, said the psalmist. Well, there may be many things. Well, what a prayer there is in these few words. And the resurrection is in it. Wilt thou not revive us again? Indeed, I was thinking in the psalm here, there's so much of the truth of the resurrection. Lord, thou hast been favourable. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. There's that sweet manifestation of the forgiveness by the Saviour, forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin, but then the living, they need reviving. They believe it. But friends, it's not enough with them. They want the witness that they are the Lord's people. So they need reviving. It's a sign of life. Oh, friends, the Lord bless a few things here. Turn us, the psalmist says, O God of our salvation. As if those things that are known and prophesied, but it's the power, isn't it? It's the witness It's the communication. It's the reviving the dear psalmist wanted. Perhaps there's more than one this evening needs that reviving. Well, it's a wonderful thing that the word sent, that the Lord sent his word in such a way as it speaks of that earnest prayer. Wilt thou not revive us again? That there's a sweet measure of faith, isn't it? Maybe small, but it's real. Wilt thou not be reviving us again? That thy people may rejoice in thee. It's really from the beginning of Scripture we might trace out the awful bringing in of sin and the work of Satan right through. And then the Lord revived his sweet work, didn't he? And a blessing upon his people. And they revived as they lived when the Lord appeared. Many sweet instances. Now, I want to notice, friends, that from the beginning, after the fall, man needed reviving. And that of God. That's the very nature of the awful malady and terrible fall of man. Only God could revive him or bring him from that awful, solemn, terrible state of darkness and deadness. And the Lord's people feel it, you know. They may have had a blessing, and then they have to say, Lord, revive us again. They can't live on, they need fresh manna, don't they? They need the Lord to grant them a little reviving in their soul. Now that's what God's grace does, friends. It creates a need only God can supply. And that's in the reviving of the Lord. And I believe it's by the Spirit. We read in the Scriptures, a body hast thou prepared me. And it's my belief that that is of the Holy Spirit. I take my stand upon it. Oh, the sweetness of that preparation of the heart, the Lord himself, to thus prepare that glorious one exactly for the reviving. The poor sinners. Oh, what a sweetness there is in the truth of the preaching of God's Spirit. Perhaps we don't really understand it. But friends, it's the life, isn't it? Let me prove it to you, if I could just mention about it. About those dry bones. They seem to be on my mind. There's a way further into our text. And I wondered if it means something this evening hour. The dear man said the hand of the Lord was upon him. How do we know it? By the Spirit. Not just saying words, friends. Not just having a letter. But friends, do we not have it clearly in the Scripture? There were those bones, and so it was, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Perhaps there's some like that this evening. Thou knowest. Thou canst only tell. He said, prophesy. A word really in the preaching, really. Prophesy upon these bones set apart, they shall live. Because I live, ye shall live also in the gospel. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Well, that's one of the first things I notice, friends, when God calls by grace, there's a hunger and thirst for righteousness and for the word of the Lord. We don't hear about it so much as in ancient times or times past. and then went from chapel to chapel because they needed feeding, they needed something for their soul. Lord, grant that reviving amongst us in our poor land, that hunger and thirst. But I want to notice here for our instruction, or perhaps to open up the word a little further, what the Lord spoke unto Ezekiel with, thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, not Moses. I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. He goes on to say, here I prophesied, and as he prophesied, or he spoke in God's most holy name, there was a noise and a shaking, or the bones came together. Well, it is when the bones come together. It's been said, it's bone to his bone. But also there's a gathering together, isn't there? I was thinking about it this afternoon. A gathering up these bones. There's a promise that God will bless them with that blessing of the Holy Spirit. Indeed it is of the Spirit. Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds and breathe. I like that. And breathe upon these slain that they may live. The hymn writer says, doesn't he? Breathe on these bones so dry and dead. Perhaps there's some like that. Well, friends, it's the breath, isn't it? So much needed. Your breath doesn't count much. How about, friends, his breath is by the Spirit, with that power to gather these bones together, especially around his word, especially unto him, the dear Redeemer. And there's something in these words that have attracted my mind here. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and so on. And he said, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel, but they say our bones are dried, that we're so dead. And it needs God, doesn't it? If I've got those that know what I'm speaking about, I think I have. Friends, need the Lord to come, don't you? Breathe upon these bones so dry and dead. Oh, how needful is the Lord. And you can't be too much in need of him. Oh, he is the one appointed. The Blessed Spirit points him out, directs this life within. Behold, he prayeth. I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. You shall know that I am the Lord and shall put my spirit in you. And we read here, and they shall be one in my hand. They shall become one in thine hand, speaking in the gospel. Now, I must come a little closer, but it's these words that I must just emphasise. Thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe. Is that what you need? But it's a reviving in it, isn't it? It's that little hope that you need the Lord to grant in a more lively exercise of prayer, but how dead. And yet, friends, it's a mark, isn't it, that if we feel our deadness, there is that beginning, I believe, speaking rightly, of the new birth. I want to hasten, perhaps we've rested there for a little while, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. Much of the gospel. Friends, I preach against formalism. Oh, this is the ingathering of God's Spirit, isn't it? Characters drawn with Father's love, there are brought, or the Lord Jesus sweetly takes that number known unto God, and oh, he will search them out and bring them unto his Father complete in himself. Much of the gospel in it. Ah, these bones shall live eternally. Oh, the Lord grant there might be some sweetness in it this evening. I want to come to our text. It's this reviving. Now, I've said that sin needs no reviving. How the Lord's people prove it, don't they? So very much, day by day. If today he blesses, tomorrow perhaps, oh, it's so different, so dead. These bones, you'd hardly know, would you, that they had such a blessing. It needs God, doesn't it, upon these dry bones. It's a ministry of the Spirit, a prayer unto the Spirit. That's what I like, friends. That when there's that breathing unto God, and others say, that's just what I need. This gathering together, these bones, they all feel so bad and so helpless and sinful. And then God reveals to them the awful state of their souls that's been in need of his mercy. It's in our text. Wilt thou not revive us again? Well, sin needs no reviving. And friends, there's something else I want to speak very carefully. God needs no reviving. I've often thought of that. It's us that need reviving. Now, his work needs reviving in our hearts, in the land. So much needs reviving, but it's of God, isn't it? It's what he begins. He carries on. And friends, where the Lord grants that gracious work of his sweet Spirit, something will be known and felt. This world will gradually, perhaps, come less and less. Like the prodigal that began to be in want. I can't convey it, but friends, God does. It's these that are brought by the Spirit. And now they're turned around. They need the Lord to have mercy. It's their sins. Oh, they're looking back over our past life may fill us with such sorrow and such anxiety too. Oh, that my sins may be forgiven. That's how these dry bones need the Lord to come with pardon. It's the unction, isn't it? The savour of this name. Oh, friends, I often join it together, this name, not without blood. Oh, it's the great one, isn't it? Spoken of as Christ crucified. And yet the real man. But it's the offering. And then we read so much and have done, haven't we, of the resurrection power. Oh, and friends, how these hearts then began to see something they'd never seen before. Oh, the wonders of this glorious truth. Because I live, ye shall live also. And he drew near and went with them. That's what we need. And that takes up my thought. Wilt thou not revive us again? Lord, do come. draw near. Magnify thy grace in me. Oh, but then Satan, friends, needs no reviving, does he? How solemnly he comes, doesn't he? From the beginning, he said, how hath God said? He still does. Lord's people know about it. Oh, the issues after, through the scriptures, where it needed God to revive his people and to keep their souls alive and answer their poor petitions and do for them they cannot do for themselves. Now, this is the word I felt I had to come with. Now, in it, there is a prayer, but the sweet doctrine of the Lord himself, isn't it? Risen, now ascended. Now, it's the reviving of that sweet name and friends in sinners' hearts. It's the power of his resurrection. It's the truth of it. And friends, then these souls are sweetly gathered up, you know. And they love the Lord and his ways, but they're not always on the mountaintop. Now, this is the language of Zion. Wilt thou not be? Wilt thou not revive us again? The difference between head knowledge and latter or whatever we might say, and the possession of God's grace. He works the need of Christ with a wound that only he can supply. Now let me try and come a little closer. It is then right to find out these characters here that so pray, and they desire something here, that thy people may rejoice in thee. I look at it firstly with regard to characters, and then those that are brought to pray about this matter. The Lord to revive his church, if you like. I believe very much in my heart, whatever it costs, thy people may rejoice in thee. Now, what is this? Friends, it's that gladness, isn't it? Them were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. But when the Lord drew near, friends' hearts began to burn. I like that account. And they had to go and tell about it. And so it was that the Lord revealed himself, as he does not unto the world. Many saw him, of course, but they knew him not. But these characters know a little of his saving grace. The truth of it, friends, that separates from this poor dying world, and the corruptions of our heart too, the separation of grace in them. The Lord, he lifts his people up and revives their heart by the sweet work of his Spirit. Would to God we might know about it. There's a few things belonging to it. What about the sweet showers upon the mown grass? What an effect. You might say, well, we need a shower. Is it not so spiritually? A little dew upon the branch, that revives, doesn't it? A little sweet breathing of the breath of life, and these souls revive, you know, that they soon lift up their heads then. Something else, it's the revealing by the Spirit of this glorious one. The Father hath made him known. Oh, and the Spirit leads these characters so sweetly unto the Lord Jesus, until, you know, they're able to know him, that I may know him, said the Apostle. It's by the Spirit. And it's this revealing. Now, some may say, well, that's just what I haven't got. Well, have you got the malady? Friends, you'll know the remedy if God has given you knowledge of the malady. You'll need a good physician, skillful and exceeding kind. Now, I want to speak of it in the way of salvation. Now, I know that we can preach until we've got no breath at all, and it won't avail anything without the Spirit of God. But then, friends, this world becomes a bubble, doesn't it? Compared with Christ and all beside, no comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. Can you come in there? You say, well, I seem left out. Well, go to the field belonging to Boaz and look for the handfuls. There'll be some. Or haste to kiss the Son. Friends, it may seem it's a great language, but this is the work of God's Spirit. Oh, that I knew I might find him. Oh, that I might love him. Oh, that I could know and love him more. His beauty's trace, his majesty adore. If near his heart upon his bosom lean, and all his holy will esteem. I can't convey it. But friends, it's something like this. I've said it before. It's when we're set free and able to look down upon things. I don't mean in a wrong way. I mean in a gracious way. What emptiness compared to divine truth. What things are these that men want, and such were some of you. And then they avail nothing, do they? They soon speed away. Health does. And everything does, but he doesn't. Ah, friends, it's him, isn't it? The author of eternal life. It's the one that God has appointed. In him should all fullness dwell. Now, I want to come very close to it. Friends, it's not that we preach and say, well, all you have to do is believe, or it's so simple, or it's very sad that you don't believe, friends. It's not like that at all, if I know anything. It's the revealing of the malady and then the leading to the remedy indeed. You'll go a long way for it. You'll go until you say, Lord, I cannot go any further. And then the Lord will take up the lost condition. Sweetly reveal himself as he does not unto the world. And grant a little sweet gathering up of these wounded souls. Wounded unto death, perhaps, is an expression, isn't it? That these characters that feel that they are left out. Well, fear about it, the hymn writer speaks, doesn't he? But it's a desolation. That's where it comes to me, friends. These characters, they need reviving, or they'll die, or they'll go back, or they'll be left to God's awful, solemn judgments, but for mercy, but for grace. The reviving these hearts, friends, it's by the Holy Spirit taking of the things and revealing them, putting them to the lot of God's people until their hearts rejoice. Say, we've found him. We've had a good day today. Perhaps some of you know about it. It's this, isn't it? The continuation of these blessings at the beginning, or the furtherance of the gospel in your heart. A dear man, speaking recently, at home, know that dear Jabez in his prayer, oh, that thou wouldst enlarge my coast and keep me from sin, it may not grieve me. and so on. Now, friends, it's this particular work of the Spirit that has a promise in it. The Lord, as we read in that part, God granted him that which he requested. Dear Jabez, I gave that word to Mr. Aldridge Sr. many years ago, joined the church. I must come a little closer. Now, friends, there's something like a touchstone here. Show us thy mercy. I don't think a religion's worth anything if it doesn't need God's mercy. Some may say, well, I don't know as I feel it enough. Well, the matter is this, friends. God will deepen the work. I hope he has in my life. He deepens the work, often in trials and tribulations and sorrows too. All to make us sick of self and fond of him. I know it's easily spoken, but that's it. Now these characters, friends, they're delivered by the things they have to walk in. And they can't take Jesus with them. They dare not go without him. My presence shall go with thee, and I'll give thee rest. It's when the Lord is with these characters. Now there's an application here, especially to those that are brought to pray earnestly for God's sweet Spirit to be made known in many hearts by the new birth. Friends, a living church or a living people, they're praying people. They're not ashamed about it. I don't understand this. I must be careful, but this spirit of, we don't say anything. When there's an opportunity and God has begun to work, friends, it behoves us to own what he has given to us. Who can tell? Perhaps in a hospital, as I have done. But the matter, friends, is this. Things, we need to be dug out of some things. This wretched spirit. But here's the remedy. Wilt thou not revive us again? Oh, it's by the Spirit revealing. And then there's hearts blending together. One stick, we've read the Ephraim. A drawing together. And the Lord is pleased to grant those you can walk with and pray together. Well, I'm very careful what I'm saying, but it's perhaps locked up, but there's that union about it of the Spirit. For this child I prayed. Well, this one has caused you so much trouble, and you have to try and pray. Oh, we need the Lord to help us, don't we? Wilt thou not revive us again? Now, really, I want to come a little closer, friends. It's what the Lord is to his people. It's this reviving. Now, where is it? It's in the person of the Saviour. But, oh, friends, it's the grace of the Lord Jesus. My grace is sufficient for thee. Strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, it's this application, friends. If I could really try and speak of it. You know, it changes hearts. But one time I said, I never would. And now, you have to go. I was thinking in Psalm 102, wondering if it was a text. The set time, favour Zion. has come. What a sweet word it is, isn't it? Because the Father pitieth his children, for he hath looked down. This is it, friends, bear with me. He hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary. From heaven did the Lord behold the earth. You hear the groaning of the prisoner. Any prisoners? Our friends, they'll be set free. Holy Spirit knows how to undo prison houses, you know, like Peter, and to set his people free. No, I like this word here. He knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. No, it's this sweet work of the Spirit, isn't it? It redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness. Something to remember. Loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. In the hearing of the word, the promises that are made life and power. It's he that speaks them, isn't it? If I could really speak of it. It's the King, isn't it? In his decree. Yea, I've loved thee, everlasting love. Therefore, loving kindness have I drawn thee. But then Jesus draws a chosen race by his sweet, resistless grace. It's this gathering up. Friends, men don't think of their mortality. It's not in their thoughts, but the Lord's people have. They want to be right. They want something beyond this poor, dying world. I need the Lord to make it plain to them that it shall be well. I need the Lord to answer those great petitions. Lord, make me right, keep me right, and bring me right. Only as much as the Spirit teaches and guides us, friends, or else we're all together in a form without the power. But when the Lord comes, friends, he works by his power, and these souls that then begin to need the Lord to guide them and direct them. Need the Lord to be with them. We have it in the word of his grace. I must perhaps leave it. The matter is this, it's what the Spirit reveals in the precious Jesus. That particular promise that's made life and power. You can't explain it, but it reaches deep, doesn't it? Then you see the vanity of all beside and the sweetness of that name. It is precious, perhaps even the want of him, but also it's this text, really, isn't it? I mustn't get too far from it. Wilt thou not revive us again to grant the confirmation, confirming his inheritance when it is weary? Speaking a word in season, him that is weary, him that even hath no helper, helpless look to thee for grace. Foul I to the fountain fly. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. No, I haven't got very far in it. This is the proof, friends, it's a need of mercy for our sin. Oh, the greatness of it. The curse of it, as God may teach us. To speak reverently. It's that way in which the Lord causes that word to be known. And every man shall know the plague of his own heart. It's that plague within, isn't it? Show us thy mercy. Oh, what a good prayer that is for us. May the Lord apply it to us. Now it says here, and grant us thy salvation. Just excuse me, sit down. Grant us thy salvation. What a sweet theme that is. I mean, to these labouring souls. And that great matter of their sin and corruption to be taken from them as far as the east is from the west. So far as he removed our transgressions from us. No, it's not something you can speak about flippantly. Friends, it's by that work of the Spirit until it's the most vital matter. You can't mix it with the things of this world. You'll have your providences. But it's this inward witness, the still small voice. Grant us thy salvation. Well, I believe there are those that know the truth, but I don't know how much they know of salvation. If it's so, the Lord becomes so precious. Oh, that sweetness of that name, the salvation in him. It's to know him and to know his life eternal. Really, it speaks of his saving grace. Now, where do we find it? Tried to speak of it not so long ago. It's Calvary, isn't it? Oh, it's that great offering there. Salvation to the ends of the earth. Now let me try and speak of it, friends. It's won in the sinner's place by love. In the sweetest obedience unto his Father. In the glorious attribute of him that is able to save unto the uttermost. All that come unto God by him. How he laid down that life a ransom. But friends, there was love in it unto death. That's why we think of the ordinances of his house. It's the death of Christ in them. I don't think there's that real understanding of what it is to gather around the table and to have a little sweet communion of that heavenly feast when the Lord takes of himself and the truth of it and lays it against your sin and unworthiness until he is exceedingly precious. Lord, evermore, give us this bread. Needs the Spirit, I know. But is that not the trouble, friends? Men know plenty of religion, but they don't know much of Jesus Christ. Ah, to know him, friends, is that sweet ground of truth. Mercy's ground. But it's he that sits on no precarious throne or borrows leave to be. Oh, and a little sweet knowledge of doctrine will do your soul good. Oh, the majesty, the glory belonging unto him. And then he takes this rebel herd spoken of in the hymn writer and delivers them from this lower world and takes them right to glory. Washed in the Saviour's blood, cleansed throughout, but oh, clothed as they must be to enter into the king's palace above. Lord, take a few things about it. Show us thy salvation. It's the robe of righteousness, isn't it? And it says here in the previous verse, and cause thine anger toward us to cease. A few thoughts. Friends, we need the Holy Spirit to return, more than ever I can stand and talk about it. Oh, that there might be that great reviving by the Spirit of God until the things of this world and the things belonging to it are nothing compared with a little sweet inheritance of God's people. Entering by faith into that sweetness of the kingdom where the Father brought the dear prodigal home, everything for him. And he owed the most and he felt it too. "Make me as one of thy hired servants," he said. Friends, a very sweet account, isn't it, of the mercy of God to the prodigal. Now it says lastly, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" No, I'm clear about it, friends. It's not just lip service. Good it is, be able to sing his praises. But what I'm speaking about, friends, the melody of the harp. There was no one here that knew something about it years ago. Sweet melody in the sweet truth of Jesus. Thoughts, well, I must leave, but that thy people may rejoice in thee. Well, it is when there's that sweet knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Show us thy mercy. We don't deserve it. Show it. It's a golden scepter, isn't it? It's the truth as it is in Jesus. Show us thy great salvation. And it says, "And show us thy mercy and grant us thy salvation." Oh, it's in the Lord Jesus, isn't it? It's that finished work. Now, I like to think of it, friends, as that which he's taken to heaven with him. In the blood and the atonement and every grace taken to heaven for the poor prodigals here below, struggle along. That's why it says, "My grace is sufficient for thee." It's what he's taken above, and pleads before the throne. Well, as much could be said, I must leave a few things. May God forgive anything amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Peter Wilkins will preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Timothy Barker on Wednesday evening next week. And would the members stay behind for a few moments after this service, please? Our closing hymn is number 23. "A man there is, a real man, with wounds still gaping wide, from which rich streams of blood once ran, in hands and feet and side." Hymn number 23.
forgive all amiss and cleanse us well from all our many, many shortcomings and the guilt of them. Lord, may the word be blessed. May there be much rejoicing in the house of God at the reviving of thy work, thy truth sweetly made known, and thy truth blessed to thy glory. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.